Well, our gospel story today is frequently used as a way to talk about needing to support the financial needs of the church. So just in case that's what you got up for today, here it is, okay? Yes, the church needs your financial support, not just to pay the bills, but so that all the ministry that happens here is possible. But we do not come at this in a legalistic way. That's why our philosophy for stewardship is what we call Give Five. Give 5% of our income and 5 hours a week to love God by loving others. Whether it's through something we do here together or if it's something you do to serve others on your own. Because we know the church, we don't pretend to have a corner on the market about loving God by loving others. There's all kinds of ways you're already doing that. And some of them might be so normal and ordinary, you don't even notice it when you do. Maybe taking a neighbor's son or daughter to practice, bringing meals to somebody who's laid up, visiting somebody who's alone. These are all acts of love and ways that we live our faith, so our faith is not just words. But what our story today is really about is trust in God, trust in God's people to live out God's will, and being serious about being God's people to live God's will. What we do with our money, that's just part of it. See, today, Jesus is drawing a contrast between those who look religious by going through the motions and those who live their faith in what they do and how they live. So as the story opened today, Jesus pointed out the scribes, the religious big shots, who were busy setting new indoor records for self-importance. He points out all the rigmarole they go through looking religious. But going through the motions to look religious is easy to do without our hearts being in it. That's easy. Being faithful is hard. Being faithful is not simply about going through the motions. Being faithful is loving God and loving others. Being faithful is not focused inwardly, but rather it leads us out of ourselves. So when Jesus noticed the people giving their offerings at the temple, the wealthy people and the widow, we might assume that Jesus was implying that one was better than the other. Oh no. The real contrast in the story was between the self-important religious-looking scribes and the faithful ones who were giving their offerings. Now there was a difference between the wealthy people and the widow. The wealthy ones were there paying what's called the temple tax. Now, that wasn't a set fee. It was a percentage, 10%. So if you made 10,000 shekels, you would have to give 1,000. It's what your temple tax. For the wealthy people paying their temple tax, it's just what you do. It was expected. They had money. They had something to give. The widow, however, we assume, had no income. So 10% of zero is, you didn't know math was involved this early in the day, did you? 10% of zero is zero. Yeah. The widow's actions shows that she trusted God, not the few cents in her hand. She trusted God to take care of her. Now that did not mean that bread would magically show up on her table. It meant she trusted God's people in her community to care for widows and orphans. And the other people making their offerings, they were, among other things, actually taking care of her. Now, the wealthy ones were giving out of their abundance. And because they had something, it was easy to rely on themselves. So they gave out of their abundance in part to avoid forgetting they needed God in their lives by giving some back for God's work. Now, we know how easy it is to rely on ourselves and to forget about God. You know, the more we have, the more we hang on to our stuff, the less able, or maybe willing, we are to reach out to God because our hands are already full. So letting go is an act of faith. I heard a story a couple weeks ago about a box trap for monkeys. Now, I didn't Google it, not sure if it's true, but the point works, so here we go. The theory is, the way it works is, the trap is a box with a hole in it with food inside, and the hole is just big enough for a monkey to fit its hand through and grab that food. But if it's holding the food, its hand is too big to come out of the hole. So if it hangs on to the food, it's trapped. Nothing is holding the monkey there except their desire for that food in their hand. If the monkey would just let go. Are there times that you feel trapped by nothing more than wanting what we want instead of wanting to be free? If we would just let go. You know, in our gospel today, Jesus was not diminishing those who were well off, who were giving large sums of money. Nor did he say, by the way, you should go give your last cent too, like the widow did. No, he pointed it out because he was impressed by her trust. By her trust in God and her trust in God's people. Now, part of us might think she's crazy. She had next to nothing, and instead of hanging on to what little she had, she gave it away? That makes no sense. But she would not trust her last cent to take care of her. She was not going to be a monkey stuck, caught, trapped in a box by the hand. So she let go. So in the story today, we might feel like we know that widow who has so little to work with. Today, there's a number of widows we know of through our work at Sussex Outreach Service and our work here who are trying to live on Social Security alone. That's not much. They have very little. So we are the community that helps take care of them. Is that God? Well, yeah. Working through God's people. We do that through our shared ministry at Sussex Outreach Service, through making and taking time for each other. Or maybe you identify with those who are well off, those who have an income, who give out of their abundance, giving back to God for God's work in this world. Now that me first part of me might say, that's crazy too. I'm not going to give away my money. I worked hard for it. I'm going to keep it. But if we hang on to everything we have, are we trusting our stuff or are we trusting God? Are we doing God's will, loving God and loving others? Or are we trapped by the hand, hanging on to what we want? If we would just let go. If we don't let go, we can easily become trapped. Jesus leads us to let go, to trust God to care for us through God's people, and to be God's people who care for others if we have the ability. And we do. Jesus taught us to love God and to love others. These are not separate things. They overlap. Jesus even said, now get this, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In case you didn't notice, we just finished an election cycle this week. We did this in a time of incredibly strong divisions. Now we know the world around us says blame, call people names, vilify them, lie about each other, get, win at all costs. Well, that's easy. Jesus calls us to live differently. Let go. Let go of feeling superior. Let go of refusing to love others who differ from us. Let go of our desire to hang on to our stuff and keep it for ourselves. See, Jesus does not call us to be religious. Jesus calls us to be faithful. And there's a huge difference. Be God's people who care for those in need, who make it our business to love our neighbors, to let go and give out of our abundance, to bring a taste of heaven on earth that Jesus calls the kingdom of God, to bring this into the world now. Don't get trapped in a box by hanging on to what we want. Share. Be free. Live. Love. Aggressively, like Jesus.